we are continuing the same title of the class, which is the belief in Allah's knowledge, fulfillment of the trusts, and we are learning about the trust of the husband and the wife, and the title of the classes are now for the third time, A Private Prescription, Marriage 3. The title of today class is The Secret Word. Okay, but actually I need to clarify a very important fact again and again, and to repeat it regarding to the fulfillment of the trust between the husband and the wife. Actually, so long as we are the wives, I need to clarify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to fulfill some trusts in our life. The most important one of them was to the fulfillment of the trust of choosing to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow Islam as a way of life. The second is the fulfillment of the trust towards yourself, that is to say, to guide yourself to the right path and to make the paradise your final destination. Number three is the trust regarding your parents, especially in their old age. Number four is the trust of the husband and wife. This is the most difficult trust for any human spirit. And if we try to compare the trust of the husband in regard with the trust of the parents, actually the trust of the husband is a very special trust, and it needs a lot of patience and reflection. Why? Because in the trust of the parents, I still have the love of my parents, okay, which is depth in the spirit of every human being, even if we forget our parents for some time, or we live far away from our parents, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with the basic love of our parents. And also, when we have the experience of the sacrifice of our parents, we always have the memory that our parents are always the ones whom they love us more than their selves. When I look to the eye of my father or the eye of my mother, I always feel the compassion and I feel the sympathy and I feel their sacrifice. So the trust regarding the parents is the trust which is loved by the spirit, because it is the nature of the spirit. But the trust regarding the husband is a totally different trust, because there is no basic relation between the husband and the wife, which can be compared to the relation between you and your parents. If I compare my relation with my husband at the beginning of the marriage and my relation with my parents, they cannot be compared. Why? Because suppose now I am at the beginning of my marriage and I am learning about the trust of the husband, and I am learning that there are some rights which I have to fulfill it to my husband so that I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, I will feel that, okay, still my relation with that person, my husband, while I am the beginning of the marriage, is not so warm, and it doesn't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we clarified, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supporting the marriage with the love and affection, as I clarified last week at the time of the marriage pledge. But this love and affection needs a lot of reflection and patience so that I can keep that love and affection, and I can transform love and affection into trust regarding my husband, into good deeds. Love and affection are feelings, but I need good deeds with my husband. The trusts regard the husband are rights. Rights are equal to deeds. So I need to transform my feeling into deeds regarding my husband, whom at the beginning of the marriage is still not close to me. Okay, so we always have to appreciate, to evaluate the trust regarding the husband correctly. It is not easy. Okay, it is not easy. And it needs that, as we clarified last week, that you need to live marriage as an act of worship. Okay, why we clarified that marriage is an act of worship last week? Because if marriage is an act of worship, I will fulfill the rights of my husband to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, I am doing all these deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My husband is out of the equation of the obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to fulfill the rights to my husband. Oh Allah, I am your servant, I am your slave, I will obey you and I will fulfill these rights and I will obey these commands. Okay, and I will fulfill the rights to my husband. Whether my husband is nice or not, whether my husband is saying to me nice words or not, whether my husband is fulfilling his rights towards me or not, my husband is out of the equation of fulfilling the rights to him, because I am fulfilling the rights to Allah, so obeying the commands of, to my husband through obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? I am complicating the issue because this is the reality of the relation between the husband and wife at the beginning. At the beginning, there is no strong base for the wife to fulfill all the rights to the husband, whom she still not in very close relation with him. Okay? So, this has to be in the mind of every wife. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to fulfill the right to your husband, always consider marriage as an act of worship. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we clarified last week, that all your life and your death has to be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Marriage is an act of your life. The most important event in your life is your marriage. So my marriage is an act of worship. In my marriage, I am obeying Allah. In my marriage, I am fulfilling the rights to my husband, because I want to have the pleasure of Allah, the reward from Allah. I am obeying Allah. My husband is out of the equation. Okay, my husband is only a source of affection and mercy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in surah number 30, verse number 21. That's it. Okay, so this kind of belief will help you to fulfill the rights to your husband, okay, even if you are not so happy of how your marriage is run. Okay, how you are living your life with your husband, okay? Because marriage is the biggest responsibility in life, okay? I cannot give to myself an excuse and say to myself, I will not fulfill my rights to him because he is not fulfilling his rights to me. This is totally wrong attitude and concept, and this is an attitude which is forbidden in Islam. In Islam, your acts are acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your marriage is an act of worship. In the act of worship, you have Allah. You are doing the deeds for the sake of Allah. You only look for the pleasure and reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So this fact, I need to clarify it and I need to repeat it, because it will support every wife to keep on fulfilling her trust regarding her husband, irrespective of what are the deeds of her husband towards her. Okay? In every class I need to repeat this, okay, because actually nowadays we are living a very very special kind of life, where the values are very weak all over in life. Okay, so if I look around me, or if I have my values from the people around me, okay, everyone is saying, if your husband is nice to you, you can be nice to him. If your husband is not caring for you, just keep and ignore him completely. Okay, this is not Islam. This is not the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not living our life according to the rules of the people. Because if you look around you, you will feel, you know, how the life of most of the people now are very misery and full of worry and upset. Okay, and there is no real love around. Okay, why there is no real love around? Because the people are not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding each other. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, you know, the nature of the human spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to fulfill the trusts, okay, in obedience to Allah. Because if I fulfill the trust in relation to how the people are treating me, I will never fulfill any trust in my life nowadays. Okay? Because nowadays the values are so weak. Okay? And subhanAllah, even if there are values, basically. Sometimes I feel that people are living without any values. Okay? Everyone wants to enjoy every minute. Okay? Legal or not legal, this is not the problem. The problem is to enjoy. Okay? To live, to have fun. Okay? This is totally wrong. This is the animal life. Okay? So for us Muslims, okay, Muslims and true believers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding them to the right path, okay, guiding them how to live the right as a human being, not as an animal, okay, I am learning from the Quran and from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my life is an act of worship. My marriage is an act of worship. I am living my marriage for the obeying the commands of Allah in my marriage. I am fulfilling the trust to my husband because this is the command of my Lord. And my Lord will be the one to reward me. Okay? This is how the biased people, okay, Allah will guide them, you know, to live a very good life in this worldly life. Okay? Because in this worldly life, when you tell me what are the rules of your life, I tell you my life is an act of worship. All my life is an act of worship. I am living it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am always looking for the reward from Allah, and I am sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding me. When you tell me how you are sure that Allah is rewarding you, I tell you because all praise to Allah, every day I am fulfilling more trust to the people around me. Every day I am more confident that I will keep on fulfilling the trust to the people around me because through these trusts I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so I need to clarify this point so that we can keep on, inshallah, when we will learn today about the secret word of the happy marriage, we will learn how we can have our marriage company, because marriage is a company, how we can have it a successful one through the wife. How the wife alone, even if the husband is not so cooperative in that company, she can, inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, have her marriage as a successful one. Okay, I have to give you this introduction, okay, before, inshallah, we will continue now to learn about the class of today. For the sake of Allah, sisters, marriage company is not a company between you and your husband only. Marriage company is a company run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that company, there are two partners. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded every one of them to fulfill the rights of the other one. But regarding the reward, it will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not be from the other partner. This is the marriage company in Islam. Allah is there. Allah is the one running that company. Okay? So every day in the morning, I have to remind myself, this is a new day in the marriage company. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who commanded me to fulfill the rights to the other partner. Oh Allah, I am looking for you to help me, to support me, to fulfill the rights to my husband so that I will be obedient to you and you will reward me in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? This is the marriage. This is the only way for the wife whom she is looking for living her life as a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, fulfilling the rights to her husband. And number three, fulfilling the rights to her kids. Because if you will not fulfill the rights to your husband, the marriage company will be a failing company. And that failing company, there are other members in the company. Okay, there are two major partners, you and your husband. But there are other members, the kids. Okay, if I will not fulfill the rights of my husband, if I will not try my best, okay, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that company a successful one, there are other members whom they will pay a high price because of that failure of that company in this life And in the hereafter, the mother will be the one questioned about the kids. Okay, now we will learn this from the rights and the duties of the husband and the wife. Yes, so if I am a true believer that this life is a test and I need to collect as I can of the positive answers in that test, I need the most important question in my life in that test is the question of the marriage company. This is the most important one. Why? Because I have two important issues. Number one, my husband, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he is either the way to the hellfire or to the paradise. So I have that big partner. Okay, either he will open for me the gate of the paradise or he will be my way to the hellfire. This is number one. Number two, my kids. My kids are my responsibility. Okay, so this marriage company is my priority in my life. Okay, and so long it is my priority, okay, I have to try my best. Me, the wife. Okay, not asking my husband for anything. This is my relation between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am living my life as an act of worship. Okay, so I am running this company. Okay, through my obedience to Allah, through my worshipping to Allah, through my looking for the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so for the sake of Allah, always try, my dear sister, to remember that fact. To live marriage as an act of worship is not an option. It is a responsibility. It is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the only way for your success as a human being and as a mother, okay, and as a wife and as a true believer. It is the only way for success of the Muslim community, okay, to have successful families based on two partners believing that marriage is an act of worship. Okay, so I need to clarify this point. So if any wife is not happy with her husband, if she is feeling that she is not appreciated by her husband, if she feels that she didn't choose her husband correctly, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, is watching over us day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, is the one to compensate you and to reward you. Okay, live the marriage as an act of worship. Live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whom you are living the marriage for his sake, ask him to improve the situation of your husband. Ask him to help you through your fulfilling your duties to your husband to compensate you by changing the attitude of your husband which you don't like. Allah is there. Allah is listening to our dua day and night. Just fulfill your trust. This is the most important. When you prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am a true believer. Oh Allah, my life is for your sake. Oh Allah, I am obeying your commands in spite of the fact I am not happy at all with the other partner of that company. But oh Allah, you are my most important priority. None can prevent me from your obedience and looking for your reward. And do dua in every prayer when you are, you know, in sujood. Be sure, inshallah, 100%. Your husband will be changed, okay, up to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today inshallah, I will again repeat the duties and the abilities of the husband and wife which we discussed last week. I will repeat it very quickly because I want to clarify a very important fact related to their duties and abilities. Last week we clarified that regarding the women, their physical nature is that they are having tenderness, okay, which will help them to tolerate the pain of pregnancy and delivery. And regarding the psychological abilities, they have quick reaction and quick response, which will help them to take care of their babies and to sacrifice for them and to have quick response for their needs. And also we clarified that regarding the mental abilities of the women, it is related to intense response and action before reflection. Okay, this is the action before reflection, and this will lead to that. This is related to their duties, which is childbearing, breastfeeding, looking after the family, sacrificing something for the sake of the family. Okay, if I want to sacrifice, I must have an intense response and a quick response, okay, before a lot of reflection. Okay, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the women. And the women are having tenderness. Okay, regarding the men are created having toughness so that they can work outside to earn the living. Okay, they can work two shifts, they can work day and night, they can work, you know, in very difficult situations. They have this outside, they have the toughness. And regarding the psychological nature of the men, it is slow reaction, slow response, because they are the one responsible for the decisions. Okay, and actually regarding their mental abilities, it is reflection before action and proper thought, because this is related to their duties, which is the earning of the living, the protection of the family, and to have the master rule in the family plans. There is a very important point, sister, which I need you to know about the men. Okay, or about the, yes, the men. When we were in the intensive neonatal intensive care unit, okay, when I was working, you know, as a pediatrician in the neonatal intensive care unit, suppose we will have two deliveries, okay? A baby boy, okay, 28 weeks, okay, premature. And a baby girl, 28 weeks, premature, okay? It is always that the girl, it is always that the girl will be the one to tolerate, okay, the difficult situation of being delivered prematurely and to keep on alive than the boy. Always the baby boys die. They can't tolerate. They don't have tenderness. Okay? So, when we have this, for example, twins. Okay? Baby boy. Yes, they are twins. Baby boy and baby girl. Premature, 28 weeks old. It is always the girl whom she will survive and the boy whom he will die. Okay? This is known. This is known statistics. Okay? And it is related to the nature of the man and the woman. The woman is having tenderness. Okay? She can tolerate more than the man. This we have to keep it in mind with our husbands. Okay? The men are not the kind of the human being to tolerate a lot of pressure. They always try to escape the pressure, especially at home. They can tolerate the pressure at work because their work is the most important priority in their life. So he will try to tolerate the pressure at work to be a successful man. But when he will return home, he will not have any room for a wife to pressurize him. So what he will do? He will escape by any means. He will just stop talking completely, no response, or he will tell her, I want to sleep, or I want to go out. Or sometimes the husbands escape home completely. He will just have his handbag and he will escape. And everyone is saying, this is a bad man, this is a bad husband. No, hold on. This is his limitations. Allah created the men with low limitation regarding the pressure. And they always use all the pressure or tolerate all the pressure in the work. Okay, so let us be, you know, a kind of human being whom we understand the nature of the people. Okay, the nature of the man is that he will not tolerate, this is his nature. So otherwise, when I will understand this nature, okay, I will always keep it in mind. Don't use the pressure as a way to have your rights. This is a completely failing way. Pressure is not the way to have your rights. Pressure is not the way to have a successful relation with your husband. Pressure is not the way to have a successful family. Now I will clarify to you, inshallah, this is the secret word, okay, of the class of today. Okay, what is the way to have your husband, inshallah, to be the one treating you in the best way, the one trying to show you his love and affection, the one trying to serve the family as he can. Okay, the one whom you love more than yourself. This is what we will learn, inshallah, in the class of today. Inshallah, we will read from the Quran, is Nisa Surah, the women, Surah number 4, verse number 34, so that inshallah we will learn about the secret word, which inshallah will help you to have the good relation with your husband all the time, and to fulfill the trust with ease, and to enjoy the happiness with him. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات صدق الله العظيم. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has made one of them to exceed the other and because they spend from their means. Okay, I will stop here with any Bismillah with what we clarified Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim last week. Now regarding the secret word, it is in Arabic فَالصَّالِحَاتْ قَانِتَتْ. The righteous one are devoutly obedient. Okay, this is the secret word of the marriage. Okay, to be devoutly obedient. What is the meaning of devoutly obedient? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the righteous woman, they are having one character. Okay? Devout, qanitat. Okay? What is the meaning of devoutly obedient? It means willing obedience. Willing obedience. Which is motivated by love, not the sort of obedience against your own will. Okay, this is the reality of the human spirit as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, is teaching. The Almighty Allah is teaching humanity in one word, devotion. The most important fact related to the human spirit. Devotion means willing obedience. The intention and freedom to obey. Your choice to obey. Your will to try to accommodate and sacrifice in order to follow the rules. The confidence that it is my benefit to obey. Okay, this is the secret word which can be the basis for the healthy, successful relation between any human being. Okay. In conclusion, in order to have a successful fundamental base for your relation with your husband, you must be confident that devotion is the reality of your feeling towards him, okay, and the base for your deeds and relation with him. This devotion will be the basic for the practical plan which we will learn related to the fulfillment of the rights of your husband. As through that devotion, okay, you will show your husband the love, sympathy, compassion, mercy, forgiveness, in order to keep the marriage as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Devotion, the willing obedience, is the way to live marriage as an act of worship and to fulfill all the rights of your husband. Yet, you are confident that it is my own choice and my own will. Okay, this is actually which I want every wife to feel it, to question herself. I am in reality having this feeling. I am devoutly obedient to my husband or not? And if not, I must know why. Because if not, I will never be a successful, happy wife. Never, ever. And my marriage company will fail 100%. Okay? Even if I tell to myself it is a successful one, in reality, it must be a failing one. Why? Because this is the rules of the Creator. Okay? You must have this devotion, that is to say, willing obedience. I want to obey. I want to sacrifice. I want to give everything. I am confident that this is the right way. It is my choice. It is my will. Because in life, you cannot do any deed in the best shape, and you keep on doing it for years and years, except it is your choice and up to your will. Pressure is failure, okay? And it is clear with your kids, okay? So if you cannot pressurize your kids, can you pressurize yourself? Never, okay? So this is the secret word which every wife has to question herself about it, okay? with all honesty, okay, to be very honest with yourself. Myself, in reality, I am willing to obey. In reality, I am willing to love, to sacrifice, to give affection or sympathy. Or myself, I am not confident. I am not happy. It is not my choice. I will not do it except in the minimal to keep that marriage going on. You see, this is why we have the failure in our marriage life, because we are not the willing, obedient believers, okay, whom we choose. I choose. I will try my best. I will sacrifice everything in order to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to fulfill the rights to my husband. Even if my parents will tell me, hold on, you are giving a lot, I will tell them, no, 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 it is my choice, it is my will, I am the one whom I have the willing obedience to Allah, which make me to have the willing obedience to my husband. Okay, so, you know, sisters, you cannot have a building, okay, without having the base, okay, the right and correct base, okay. Our problem is that we are looking to have a very strong building, a very big building, very big company of marriage, very successful one. Unfortunately, there is no base for that company and that building. And because of that, okay, we don't have a foundation, okay, that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, company or that building, okay, and everyone is questioning the other one, okay, we are not successful because of you, the husband will say to his wife, okay, and the wife will tell him, no, 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 it is because of you, okay, actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified regarding the wives, okay, is that, you know, the righteous one are the one, the women, whom they are devoutly obedient to Allah and to their husbands. Okay? Actually, sisters, you know, just check with yourself. When you do a deed, any deed, it will be successful when you will feel that you are the one whom you choose to do that deed. And you want to keep on doing that deed. And no one is pressurizing me. It is my will. Okay? Any deed, for any deed, you will not do it except, you will not do it in the best shape, and you will not enjoy it. I want to enjoy the marriage life. It is not a prison. Marriage is not a prison. I will be in that prison all my life. So why? This is the problem. Why marriage, you know, marriage companies now are mostly failing? Okay, because no one is trying to have time to understand, okay, as I clarified before, why I am marrying? What is the goal of that marriage? Whom I choose to live me this life? What is the importance of marriage in my life? It is very important or forget it. Okay, in Islam I have to marry or there is no problem. All the questions which we clarified before, marriage is a must for the Muslim. Marriage is half of the religion. Marriage is the way to have the family. The family is the most important unit in the community because it is the place where you raise the kids whom they are the future of Islam. It is not a choice. Okay, so long as I believe that marriage is the most important event in my life, I must have a successful marriage company. Because for the wife, on the day of judgment, Allah will question me first about my prayer and my husband. So this is the marriage company. Okay, if I don't, my husband, I don't succeed with my husband, okay, I will fail the test, the whole test of this worldly life. So my husband will obstruct my way to the paradise. And the most important also, my worldly life was a very miserable one. I never feel happiness. Why you never feel happiness? Because you don't understand basically why you are married. What is the goal of this marriage? What you are looking for? How can I enjoy it? How can I live it according to the rules of the Creator, the Lord, who commanded me to marry? He commanded me to marry. And he clarified that there is mercy and affection at the time of the marriage pledge, as we clarified before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guarding the marriage company through the feeling of affection and mercy at the time of the marriage pledge. Oh Allah, now I understand. But to fulfill the rights of my husband is difficult for me. Okay, be devoutly obedient first to Allah. How? Because when you believe that marriage is an act of worship, if I believe that marriage is an act of worship, okay, so I want to obey Allah. When you want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is equal to devoutly obedient. I want to obey. When you tell me, for example, Sister Mona, you cannot come to the masjid without the permission of your husband, I tell you yes. You tell me, oh, your husband is controlling you, I tell you no. I choose. I am devoutly obedient to Allah. I am devoutly obedient to my husband. Allah commanded me not to go out of my house except with the permission of my husband. I love the commands of Allah. I choose the commands of Allah. It is my will to obey the commands of Allah. My husband told me, go out at any time you like. I told him, no, never. Let us obey the commands of Allah. Whenever I am going out, I will call you and tell you, do you agree? When you tell me yes, I will go. When you tell me no, I will never go out. Because I am devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my spirit. I feel the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me in every minute of my life. I can't live my life without feeling that, oh Allah, I am devoutly obedient to you, and I am devoutly obedient to everyone whom you command me to obey. Okay, this is how I have to understand the company of marriage. I have to evaluate the company of marriage. When I evaluate it correctly, okay, marriage will be the best company for me. I will follow the commands with ease. I don't have any problem. Okay, why? Because it is my choice. It is my will. I want. When you tell me, we cannot come at 12, you cannot come, Sister Mona, at 11 to have morning coffee together today, okay, before the class, I tell you, no, I can't. You tell me why? I tell you, because I choose to clean my house. I choose to cook for my husband. I choose to be an obedient wife. I choose. I love it. I like it. This is my will. Okay, so I will not come. I enjoy it. I enjoy obeying my husband. I enjoy because it is the command of my Lord. And I can't live any second of my life without the feeling that I am obeying my Lord. Because when I obey Him, He is the source of all the tranquility, happiness, peace, sympathy, affection, mercy, confidence, all the feeling which I can't live without it. Okay, this is how I have to handle the marriage. So I will love the marriage company. And I will do my best. I will try my best and I will fulfill the rights of my husband. If my husband, basically, is not so interested in the marriage, is not so happy with the marriage, is not so convinced to fulfill his rights, when you will live your life, you, the wife, as an act of worship, okay, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will change the heart of your husband, the attitude of your husband and the deeds of your husband, because marriage is not a company between you and your husband. Marriage is a company run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, so sister, this is how we have to handle marriage. Okay, this is the marriage, the most important event in your life, the way to paradise or to the hellfire, in this life or in the hereafter. How I can be happy in this life, okay, while I am not in a good mood with the most important person in my life, the most close person to me. In reality, this is a complaint of some sisters, I don't like him, I don't want to live with him, he is in the right way and I am on the left way, okay? What is this marriage? Why I have to continue? This is how the people are living. Why? Because there is no understanding, okay, of any rules related to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the equations of our worldly life. And this is the total corruption and failure and everything. Which when you look around you, nowadays you say to yourself, as a true believer, all praise to Allah. All praise to Allah that, oh Allah, you saved me from all of this corruption. And all of this misunderstanding and disbelief and very bad values going on around. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are guided to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a devoutly obedient human being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the biggest gift in this worldly life. Okay? The biggest gift. You will be always, you know, you will be always having the feeling of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside the spirit, your spirit, to the depths of your spirit. Someone will come and tell you, this may happen, that may happen, your husband will lose the job, this and that, this. Tell her, sister, I am devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider of everything. I am just a poor human being. I am believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran, nothing will happen to us. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَيْنَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. I want to give you this verse now, okay, so that you always keep it in your heart while you are devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so long as I am devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone will come and tell me, be aware, this may happen and that may happen. I have also my answer from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us recite this and learn this verse, because actually this verse will always help you, okay, to have your life as to live as a devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Surah At-Tawbah. So now, inshallah, we will read from Surah At-Tawbah. Okay, we will read verse number 51. So that you can keep this verse always in your heart, so long as you are the human being and the true believer whom you are devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be calm, you are the one whom, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you the successful one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Mawla, our Lord, our Helper and Protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. You see, I am not putting my trust in my husband, I am not putting my trust in my kid, I am not putting my trust in my wealth, I am not putting my trust in my parents, I am putting my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full confidence, because I am devoutly obedient to Him. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the biggest gift in my life and in the life of every believer. So now let us learn, okay, so long as I have the intention. Now you have to renew your intention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards your husband and towards how you will handle the marriage company. Oh Allah, I don't know before. Now I know that to be a righteous wife, I must be devoutly obedient to you and to your husband. Now I am renewing my intention. Okay, from today, I will be devoutly obedient to you. Oh Allah, I put all my trust in you. Okay, and I want to know now how I can practice this devotion, okay, in practice with my husband. This what we will learn also from the Quran. Inshallah, we will read now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 183. English also. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن صدق العظيم. It is made lawful for you to have a sexual relation with your wives on the night of fast. Actually, this is related to fasting, but related to our topic today. Your wives are your cover and screen, and you are also their screen. Okay? It is your wives are your garments, and you are garments for them. Okay? This is the meaning in English. What is the meaning of to be a garment to your husband? Okay, to be very close to each other, because the garment is the closest to your skin. Okay, so not to be close, you know, just related to the body. Okay, to be close related to the mind and the spirit. to have the same points of view, to have our points of view, even if they are different, to have a midway between your point of view, my point of view, so that we both agree for a point of view, okay? And also we agree for the same feeling. Our mental, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to be close to each other mentally, psychologically, and physically. Not only physically, okay? And this is also one of the most important, you know, causes of the failure of the marriage. That the husband and wife, they are, when they are close, if it happens, they are close, it is physically, okay? But regarding the mental and the psychological, you know, to be close to each other mentally and psychologically, this is always not around. Or it is not the goal. Okay, let him think his way, let me think my way, life is going on. He will never change his point of view because he is a very stubborn person. What about you, my dearest sister? You are never stubborn. He is the only one always stubborn, troublemaker. He wants to be the master. You cannot be his garment and he cannot be your garment if you have this attitude inside your spirit. You are the one devoutly obedient. Devoutly obedient is the one whom she wants to try her best to have him with her. Okay? If he doesn't like. Now, inshallah, this is what I will clarify to you in detail now. Number two, to be the comfort to each other. You know, the garment is a source of comfort. Okay? So you and your husband must be a source of comfort to each other. Number three, to be always available to each other. Whenever you are looking to have your garment, you will find it. Okay? So you and your husband has to be always available, again, mentally and spiritually. Not available only physically. Okay? When he wants to discuss with you any issue, okay, you can be ready to discuss it with him, to accept his point of view, to feel his problems, to appreciate his good deeds. You know, this is how we are available together, okay? And to give the feeling of beauty to each other. The garment must be beautiful, okay? So try yourself to show your beauty to your husband so that you can be his garment. Otherwise, he will look for another garment outside. Okay, number four is to be a source of relaxation to each other, okay? And number six, to protect each other. Okay? The Muslim wife whom she's living marriage as an act of worship, believing that all the rights of her husband are the good deeds. When you will do the rights to him, this means that you are doing good deeds. Which will be the source of the pleasure of your Lord, will be the way to the paradise, okay? And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, how I can live marriage again and again, and I'm repeating, through keeping the affection and mercy, okay? Which Allah bestowed on your heart and the husband of your husband at the time of the pledge of the marriage, okay? The Muslim wife has to follow the commands of Allah of being devoutly obedient and being a clean, beautiful garment to her husband, believing that it is the mercy of Allah to guide her to the right path, which will be the path of having a happy, pious family, a goal for every human being. The goal for every human being has to be, I am living a very successful marriage life. I have a very successful family. This is the goal of our the human being. Okay? How can I have this goal? I cannot say I can have this goal when my husband will be a good man. If he is not a good man, I will never. No. This is not the way in Islam. This is not the meaning that life is a test. Life is a test. It means that you have duties to do it. You can't blame, you know, others always for your failure. Okay? My family is failing because of him. My kids are failing because of them. This job is failing because of him. No! My dearest, life is a test. You have the opportunity to be successful when you will blame yourself, when you will look for your duties, when you will obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will pressurize yourself not to be the source of pressure to everyone around you. Let us learn how we can live this hadith in practice in our daily life. Number one, the believing wife has to be obedient to her husband and to show him respect. Okay? That is to say, to respect his wishes with regard to the permissible pleasures of the daily life, food, dress, and speech. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, suppose your husband likes to eat rice, and you don't like to eat rice. Okay, cook the rice for him, for his sake. What is the problem? Okay, don't keep on arguing, I don't like rice, you like the rice, so one day for you and one day for me. I cannot cook for you what you like because I am not your servant and you are not the master and we are equal and I will and you will not. Okay, if you like something, devoutly obedient, through your will, cook for him the rice every day, okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and Allah will consider for you cooking the rice an act of worship. Number one. Okay? Now your husband will be very happy because he will feel that he is the master of the house. Very important feeling for the husband to keep on serving the family. Okay? Number three, while you are cooking the rice, okay, for him, you will learn how to be patient. Okay, you will learn how I can control myself, okay, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of the fact that I don't like the rice and I will not eat it, but I control myself for the sake of Allah and I cook the rice with my will, devoutly obedient. When my husband will come home, I will not tell him, eat the rice. I cooked the rice for you, in spite of the fact I am not confident, and you are very selfish, and every day rice, but I cooked it for you, okay, just to get rid of your headache, okay? This is totally wrong, you know, sister, this is why marriage is not the source of any good feeling in our life because we are not devoutly obedient. If I am devoutly obedient, if I am cooking the rice with my will and I choose to cook the rice because I want him to feel happy, okay, because I want to keep the affection and mercy in my life, when he will come home, I will tell him, my lovely husband, I am not eating rice. But I am cooking the rice with all the good feeling and the pleasure because you, my love, my husband, source of affection and mercy, you love it. What is the problem if you say these very nice words? Every word you will be rewarded for it. Okay? And I want also to clarify to you a very important fact. When you will express the love, you will feel the love. When you will hide the love inside yourself, you will never feel it. Try to live this experience. Express the love. Whenever you see the face of your husband, okay, feel, get the feeling that now I will start an act of worship. Immediately. So when you look to his face, start to have nice words in your tongue from the depths of your heart. For the sake of Allah, and for the sake of yourself, and for the sake of your kids, and for the sake of Islam. Okay? What is the problem for that? If we have mind to reflect, if we have spirit to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want in reality to save ourselves from the hellfire, to save our families and our homes and our marriage from the severe failure, and to save my spirit from the feeling that I don't feel any love. You will feel the love when you express the love. Okay? Oh, my husband, it was very nice minutes when I was looking to the rice while I am cooking it. I am telling to myself, this rice is for my lovely husband. Try to express the love.
It's a little bit much, but
yes.
We get the point.
We get more points. No, and I tell you, you know, Noor, this is a very big problem nowadays. There is no one expressing love to the other one. All the people become very practical. Okay, I cook the rice and I push it to him and I tell him, eat the rice now, I am devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, where is the love? How can I express the love if I don't say lovely words, words of love to my husband? To whom I will say the words of love? To my kids only? Still, my spirit need a man to express love to him. Who is the man whom I will express the love to him if I am a biased believing woman? I will express it to my husband for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my husband will appreciate it and he will reply with very nice words, well and good. If my husband will tell me, what is this nonsense? What happens to you today? What are you looking for? What kind of gifts you are looking for? I will not listen to him. And I will keep on expressing the love to him until he will be sure that this is the true love which I am trying to clarify to him. At that point, you know, he will feel that how I am having, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me this blessing, my wife. I was not giving attention to that part of her spirit, the lovely part of my wife. Okay? This is how nowadays we have to correct the breaks and the scratches in our marriage life through love, express love for the sake of Allah and for the sake of the good and for the sake of the kids and for the sake of yourself. Okay? Otherwise, you know, sisters, we are killing the feeling of love in our spirits. And this is why most of the people nowadays are always frustrated. They become angry very quickly. They are not happy. They are not, they are always confused. Because there is no basic love in the spirits. Where is the love in our daily life now? In our daily life now, most of the feeling are worry, upset, you know, anger, correct? What else? Or hopeless, you know? No hope. When you ask the people, how are you? Okay. What is the meaning of okay? Life is going. What is the meaning of life of going? Everything is not good in reality. Are you happy? Everything is all right. When you pressurize, are you happy? Are you happy? She will tell you at the end, I am the most unhappy person over there. When she will say the truth, at the beginning, everything is all right. Life is going. It's okay. I am better than the others. There is no perfection in this worldly life. Just words, words, words. But when we pressurize and you want her to give her time to reflect, she will tell you, I am so unhappy in reality. Okay? You know why? Because there is no love. You look to your kids, everyone is caring, you know, for herself. Because this is the nature of the people nowadays. Selfishness. Okay? But so long as we are the believing wives, so long as we are studying and learning how to have the marriage company as a successful one and source of my needs. I am married to fulfill my needs. I need love. I need support. I need a man to tell me you are very beautiful. I need a man to tell me I will love you until you die. I need a man to tell me you are a very precious person for me. This is the needs of my spirit. I need to have it. If I don't have it, I will be the miserable human being all around. Because there is no love. Let us be the one to start to express the love, to spread the love, to get the love again in our life. This is very important, sister, for the stability of the spirits. Okay? When you think it over after you leave the masjid and you are driving home. Okay, now I am going home. I have to cook and to give and to give and support and respect and forgive and I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home. Why am I going home? Where I can go? There is no other place. Let me return home. Let me return home. And this is life wrong. Wrong for the spirit. Wrong for the mind. Wrong for the body. Even your body, this is not good. Just to live, because I am living. What can I do? I can't commit suicide. I am a true believer. So I am living. So long there is life, I am living wrong. Life is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people whom they are in bed, looking for one day to be healthy. So long as I am healthy, and I am a true believer, I need to live the life in the good way. I need to fulfill my needs. I will be the one to give to my husband everything. So that inshallah, he will give me my needs. Okay, so number one, sister, okay, try to respect his wishes. Try to clarify to him that my husband, I am living my life for your sake. Okay, so that when you will give him this message, okay, with the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, while you are so sincere, okay, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him, okay, to fulfill your needs. Okay, and at that point, you will be highly satisfied. You will say, what a marriage life I am living. All praise to Allah. Now, oh Allah, I feel the real happiness. This is the real happiness which I was looking for. All praise to Allah, that Allah guided me to the way, okay, to make my husband to fulfill my needs, spiritually, mentally, and all my needs. Okay, and if someone will ask you, how your husband is changed like this, you will tell them through my religion, through the Quran. The Quran commanded me to be devoutly obedient. I tried my best. But for the sake of Allah, don't give these words to a friend whom she is not a true believer or religious, because she will consider your words as a joke. Okay? She will never respect your words. She will say, very helpless person, saying anything. What is this? I will give and I will give. Okay, so just to communicate with those whom they have the same points of view, the same belief, so that they will support you. When you will tell me, Sister Mona, I am trying my best to serve my husband, I will tell you, Allah loves you. You are the best wife. This is the guidance. I love you for the sake of Allah. What a blessing Allah is giving you to serve your husband with the depths of your heart. This means that inshallah happiness is very close to you. Keep on. Okay, so you need the people whom they are true believers, whom they know that the truth is the truth of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He commanded us to be devoutly obedient, He knows this is the only way to have the happiness in marriage for the wife. Okay, so always with the dress, with the speech, whatever he like, he is my husband. He is the source of my happiness. I need to be happy. I need to fulfill my rights. How I can get it? I need him to give me my rights also. How can I have all of this? Through very simple deeds. If he wants to eat his food, let us eat it. What is the problem with the food and drink? The food and drink are never the source of happiness. Correct?
Food or drink or shopping, never.
You see? But the people are always fighting for food and drink and shopping, my point of view, your point of view, whom to visit, whom to communicate, why you call your mother, you don't call my mother, why you love your family, you don't love my family. Two enemies living together. Then we are complaining, we are not happy. Two enemies living in one home, how they can be happy? Every day they hate each other more. And every day everyone wants to escape the other one more. This is the problem. Okay, and everyone is cheating herself. And he is cheating himself. Everything is going on. I don't like her, but she loves me. She hates you more than you hate her. Yes? Yes, this is the reality. Okay? So sisters, this is the only way. If you are looking for obeying Allah, if you are looking for living the true, right life in the worldly life, and it is not a choice, it is a command. If you love your kids in reality, because every mother is saying, I love my kids. When you tell her, be devoutly obedient to your husband, so that your kids will have a good home and a good family, she will tell you, no, Sister Mona, ask him to be obedient to me first. Okay? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the husband, be devoutly obedient to your wife? This is the question. If Allah, the Creator, commanded the husbands to be devoutly obedient to their wives, okay, we will command them because we follow the rules of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows the nature of the wife and the nature of the husband, He commanded the wife to be the one devoutly obedient. Because the Creator knows that the happiness in the family is the most important for the wife, and the key of the happiness of the family is in the hands of the wife, because the husband is looking for his job, for his work. This is the most important for him. Okay? At home, his home is number two responsibility. The wife is nice, okay, I am happy. The wife is not nice, okay, forget it. I am successful in my work. But the family is the most important issue in the life of the wife. So she must be the one devoutly obedient, so that to understand why Allah commanded the wife and didn't command the husband to be devoutly obedient, because the family is the most important structure in my life. Okay? As a wife, as a woman. So number two, you have to respect, they must respect their conjugal relations. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a man calls his wife to his bed, let her respond, even if she is riding her camel. This means that if she is very busy. And also he said, if a man calls his wife, then let her come if she is busy at the oven. You know, if she is very busy again, you know, cooking. This is important to keep the husband away from temptation. Islam wants men and women to live in an environment which is pure. These desires have to be discharged in the natural and lawful ways. Okay, actually, sister, that point which I clarified now is extremely important to men. Women are after feeling. Men are after, you know, these rights. Okay, so if Allah commanded the wife to obey her husband and to fulfill that right to him at any time, okay, she must follow. Why? To avoid, you know, the consequences that the husband may try to have another wife. Okay, so that, you know, we will be realistic. Because the husband, they always care for that issues, and they have a lot of interest for that conjugal, you know, relations. Okay? So, you tell to yourself, I am devoutly obedient. Because it is not always devoutly obedient related to that issue. Okay? It is always a fight and a quarrel. Okay, this is wrong again and again. Okay, number three, the Muslim woman obeys her husband in respecting, okay, that she can't fast at times other than the month of Ramadan except with his permission. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not permitted for a woman to fast when her husband is present except with his permission. Okay, for the same reason, the previous one. Okay, the conjugal relations. Okay, number four, the Muslim woman cannot give some of her husband money in charity except with his permission. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it is not permitted for a woman to spend of the wealth of her husband without having told him, otherwise he will have half of the reward. Okay. Number five, the Muslim woman should not allow anyone to enter the house without her husband's permission. This is also very important. The wives are not supposed to say, I love this friend and my husband doesn't like her. This is his problem. I will invite her to my house. Okay? Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified that the house is the woman or the wife is a shepherd for the house, okay, of her husband. The house of her husband. So she is, according to the command of Prophet Muhammad, she is not supposed to allow anyone to the house except with his permission. And again, sisters, who is the most important person in your life? Your husband or your friend? According to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your husband. If I am a devoutly obedient wife to my husband, okay, I will not have a strong relation, basically, with someone whom my husband doesn't like. Okay, basically. When I will notice from day one that my husband doesn't like that friend, I will get her out of my life. Why? Why? Because always that friend will be a source of trouble in your life. You know, because the husband always had the feeling that friend, maybe she's telling you not to obey him, or you have to spend a lot of wealth, or you have to go out every day, whatever is against your relation with him. Okay, so you have to respect your husband regarding this point. Okay, actually I have to stop here for the time, and inshallah next week we will continue about how to live, you know, as a devoutly obedient wife practically in our daily life. What about the problems which some of the wives are having and how to solve it according to the rules of the Quran, inshallah. Let us make the dua now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the heart, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Ameen. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, Ameen. From a change in your protection, Ameen. From your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ameen. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ameen. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ameen. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessing and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.